Molly and Thomas Martins, who were convicted of murdering Irishman Jason Corbett, have been released from jail in the United States ahead of a retrial. The father and daughter were each granted bail on a $200,000 bond following a court hearing in North Carolina. They must also surrender their passports and not attempt to make any contact with the family of Mr. Corbett. Earlier, I spoke to our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. He was in the Davidson County Courthouse in North Carolina when bail terms were set for the Martins. He described the scenes in court.
So because we are in the era of COVID-19, only 27 people were allowed in the courtroom. We were all spread out, socially distanced. And then the two defendants were led in. Molly Martins was in handcuffs. Her ankles were shackled. She was wearing a navy blue prison overall. Thomas Martins, also handcuffed. He was in an orange prison jumpsuit. Now, the hearing began with the prosecution lawyer, Alan Martin, talking the court through the facts of Jason Corbett's murder. And he spoke about how he had been beaten to death at his home in North Carolina in August 2015, and that his wife, Molly, and her father, Thomas, never denied the killing, but they claimed they were acting in self-defense. The prosecutor said, however, that there were no marks on either of the defendants. And he also described the extreme violent nature of Jason's death and the severity of his injuries. Now, he told the court that before their original trial, bail for the Martins had been set at $200,000, but now the prosecution was seeking a bail amount of $1 million. And he said they were doing this. He described the Martins family as people of means. Now, lawyers for the Martins objected to this. They argued that there was no reason to increase the original bail amount. They said their clients were not flight risks. They said they wouldn't have anywhere to go anyway. They had nowhere to hide because of the high-profile nature of the case. Thomas Martin's lawyer read a letter from his prison supervisor, which described him as a model inmate. The court was also told that Mr. Martin's wife is undergoing cancer treatment and that he wanted to spend time with her and take care of her. The judge set bail at $200,000, that original amount that was set back before their previous original trial. He ordered the defendants to surrender their passports and not to have any contact with Jason Corbett's family. Now, once they had been processed, Molly Martins was the first to leave the jail last night. Now, the jail building is actually attached to the Davidson County Courthouse where the bond hearing had taken place. She walked out. She was accompanied by her lawyer. She didn't make any comment to the waiting media. A short time later, her father, Thomas, was released. He walked out of the same door, came out of the jail, and he did make some brief remarks when we spoke to him.
What is your message to the family of Jason Corbett?
I am glad to be back with my family.
What's next?
Do you feel bad for what happened to Jason Corbett? Do you feel sorry for it?
Please direct any of your legal questions to my lawyers.
What's next for you?
Driving home.
Will you take a plea deal if it's offered?
Somebody got a key?
And Brian, what has been the reaction of Jason Corbett's family?
Well, immediately after the granting of bail for Molly and Thomas Martins, the Corbett family, Mary, released a statement. They said they welcomed the decision by the district attorney for Davidson County to seek a retrial of Tom and Molly Martins. And they said they looked forward to a date being set for that retrial at the earliest opportunity. They said they appreciated the fact that the district attorney had other murders to prosecute and that delays caused by COVID-19 had added to the pressures on his office, but they said that their faith in the administration of justice in North Carolina had been renewed. And remember the background here, Mary. Just last week, the Corbett family had come out and spoken about their devastation when they learned that a plea deal may have been offered to the Martins. This would have seen their charges downgraded from second-degree murder to manslaughter and would have seen their jail sentences substantially reduced. Now, the Corbett family were not present in court yesterday. They did not travel over from Limerick, but friends of Jason Corbett's were there in court, and they said they had come out to show their support for the Corbett family. Todd Whitley used to work with Jason in North Carolina. He spoke to the media outside the court. He said it was a difficult day for the Corbetts to see Jason's killers released.
They're devastated, yes, about this. I mean, they really are, and they couldn't travel with the restrictions right now and get over here this quick. But yeah, they're devastated, and we've talked today, and you know, we just feel for the kids. That's the ones that hurt the most, is the two children. I mean, you know, they're without a mother and a father.
And Brian, now that Molly and Thomas Martins have been released, do we know what are the next steps? For example, when is that retrial likely to take place?
Well, we referenced something earlier there, the backlog of cases due to COVID-19 and the pressure that is on the district attorney's office. And because of that backlog of cases, we believe it could be well into next year before this retrial happens. Now, of course, it was this backlog of cases that led to this suggestion that maybe a plea deal would have been offered to the Martins. Now, yesterday outside court, we asked all the lawyers as they left the court, what is the story with this plea deal? Might there be one in the future? None of them would comment on it. They refused to speculate on the matter and refused to be drawn on it. The district attorney, Gary Frank, has consistently refused to confirm or deny in any way if any plea deal was ever being worked on. Yesterday in court, the prosecutor, Alan Martin, said it was their intention to seek a retrial. He said the weight of the evidence against the Martins was compelling and that this evidence had been tested once before and was deemed to be sufficient.
And that's our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, reporting. We'll have more on this story after 8 when we hear from the attorney representing Thomas Martins.